Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is September 1st, 1953, and the title is Renegade. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Renegade. In the old Southwest, there was only one thing worse than a renegade Indian, and that was a renegade white man. And when that white man was a deserter from the army, when he was shrewd and revengeful and merciless, when he added military tactics to the natural craft of his band of Mescalero Apaches, the results were deadly. As our story opens, Todd Harlison, former corporal in the United States Cavalry, is riding at the head of some 20 Apaches down a canyon trail toward an isolated ranch house. It is just before dark.
That's near enough. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, Bullnose, come here.
Me come, wet chief.
You told 5 Apaches right over back of the ranch house. When they're ready to attack, howl like coyote.
What?
And tell the rest of the Apaches to fan out.
Yet it's over.
The Parkers in that ranch house are friends of Molly's, too. But now she ought to figure I'm worth her attention. She'll figure it more than ever when they find another error in that stockade at the fort in the morning.
Bullnose, send Apache.
Good. There's 5 in that family, Bullnose. Savvy?
Bullnose, savvy.
Yeah, there's the signal. And forward! Get up, Kyles. Open fire! Come on! Run off the stock, bird! That's your devil's ranch!
I'll make you wish you hadn't turned me down, Molly Reynolds. By the time I get through, every last one of your friends will be dead. Ride, Apaches! Kill!
Thank you. morning, Sergeant.
Good morning, sir.
What have you there? Oh, good Lord. Another one of those arrows?
Yes, sir. Shot over at the drill ground during the night. This is bad business, Major.
Let me see that arrow.
Yes, sir.
Usual locks of hair tied to it, and the usual note. Molly Reynolds. Compliments of Hollis.
Now, that
dirty murdering renegade. The idea where he struck this time, Sergeant?
No, we ain't, Major Reynolds. We'll have to wait until news comes in before we find out.
And by thunder, I'm getting sick and tired of this. I want that scoundrel brought in dead or alive, and
I... Beg pardon, Major. Huh? Here's Miss Molly.
Good morning, Dad. Morning, Sergeant Ash.
Morning, daughter.
Morning, Miss Molly.
Dad, if you don't mind, I'm going to ride over and visit the Parkers today.
I'm afraid I do mind, Molly. For the time being, I'd rather you stayed here at the fort.
Why? Has there been another raid?
Yes.
Oh, where? Who?
We don't know yet.
And the arrow?
Yes.
Oh, why does that fiend do such things? How can he?
Because he is a fiend, daughter. That's why I want you to stay here at the fort. Now run along. Sergeant and I are talking.
Oh, I can't stand much more of this. I just can't. Oh, no.
Sergeant, what's the matter with our scouts? Why can't they track Hollison down?
Well, he's clever, Major. After each of these raids, he splits up his Apaches into several small groups. They all cover the tracks mighty well.
Well, by thunder, I know a man who can track Hollison down. Send for the Cisco Kid.
Yes, sir. The Cisco Kid's already on his way here, sir.
What?
Well, begging your pardon, Major, I took for the liberty of sending for him. I know him well, that's why.
Exceeded your authority, did you, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Have a cigar, Sergeant. Have two cigars.
Well, thank you, sir.
And get out a detail to contact the neighboring ranches. I want to know where that devil Hollison raided this time. On the double, Sergeant.
This a bad mission, Cisco?
No, I would not call it bad, Pancho.
Bad, not what Pancho mean to say. Pancho mean, what the word, Cisco?
Dangerous?
Dangerous.
Huh? Oh, I believe it will be, amigo. You remember that Todd Harlison, Pancho?
Yes, Cisco. He the corporal of the cavalry at Fort McKinley when Cisco scout for the army there, huh?
See, and he was a surly, overbearing, crafty hombre, Pancho. Born killer if I ever saw one.
Oh.
So... Madre mia, look ahead of us.
Rancho has burned flat, Cisco. The smoke still come up.
Si, up there, look up.
Loco, go, loco, go.
Hey, Pancho.
Huh?
The ranch house of Senor Parker and his family.
Pancho, not like the looks of this, Cisco.
Oh, no more do I. Oh, there, ho, ho.
Ho, loco, ho, loco, ho, ho.
This is bad. This is very bad.
Very bad, Cisco. Family all killed.
Apaches. Harlison's Apaches. There are the tracks of their ponies, Pancho.
That Hollison a bad hombre.
See, I would like to get my hands on him for this.
Cisco, ride this comb.
See, a detail from the fort. Sergeant Ash, Pancho. Hola, Sergeant.
Hola, Sergeant.
Howdy, Cisco, Pancho. So Hollison got the Parkers this time, huh? Look at that.
Sergeant, can we not start on the trail of this Hollison right now?
No. The Major wants to see you, Cisco.
Time we lose it. Well, we must just mean another raid like this.
Allison, don't hit till just before dark. There's time enough. You and Pancho better ride under the fort, Cisco. I'll join you later, after I tend to this.
Bullnose, have word.
Speak, Bullnose.
Apache scout. See men go to fort. One horse is a big black horse. Much silver on saddle. Big man on horse.
There was another man, too?
A big man this way on other horse. A sombrero.
A fat man?
Who? Him call other man kid.
Cisco kid, huh?
Who?
Him. Best tracker in the whole Southwest. Probably going to the fort to talk with the Major. That means a troop will be coming out after us. Bullnose, have a scout keep watch. Tell me when come out fort, how many?
30.
Now go.
We go.
Hey,
May I see one of those arrows, Major?
Yes, here's one, Cisco.
Gracias. You say a lock of hair like this is always tied to the arrow?
Yes, and along with it, a note to my daughter.
What is the point of the note?
Well, it seems that when Hollison was here at the fort, he got a mad crush on Molly. So much so that he proposed to her. Naturally, she turned him down abruptly, being the kind of man he is. But after that, he deserted. A couple of months later, these raids started.
Must be out of his mind.
His mind's twisted, that's sure.
Not worry, Major. Cisco tracked the hombre down for you.
Well, I hope so.
Pancho and I will do our best, Major. That is all I can say. How soon can we start?
Right away, if you're ready.
Si. I am ready, Major. I think we should take about 10 men.
Only 10?
Si. The smaller the unit, the faster we can travel.
That makes sense. I'll handpick the men myself, and I'll take command. I'm not bloodthirsty, Cisco. But I want to be in at the death of that scoundrel Hollison.
How many men, Bullnose?
This many.
10 fingers, huh?
Yeah, this many more.
Oh, 4 more, eh? 14 in all, right?
Who?
And the Cisco kid. Is he with him?
Who?
Good. Only 14 of them. We'll change our tactics and lead them into ambush. There's a place along the river that I think...
That trail's just as plain as the print in the book, Cisco.
See, it is, Sergeant. That Hollison hombre knows he is leaving a plain trail. And he is much too smart to do that unless he has some purpose in mind. This plain trail started out from the ranch of the Parkers to the west.
See, to the west.
And the tracks of the raid were from north to south, and back to the north. And today, by the freshness of the tracks, the whole band rode back to the Parker Rancho and started west from there. Why?
Why?
The answer to that is what I would like to know. Looks to me, Sergeant, as if Harlison had an ambush in mind.
I agree with you, Cisco. I tried to tell that to the Major, but he's so set on running Harlison down, he won't listen.
Look. River ahead, Cisco.
See. I will speak with the Major myself, Sergeant. Poncho, you stay here.
Yes, Cisco.
Come on, Diablo. Major Reynolds.
Cisco.
I believe we are being led into an ambush. I suggest a halt so that we can talk this over.
Well, all right. Sergeant!
Yes.
Prepare to halt.
Yes, sir. Prepare to halt!
Halt!
Now, what's your plan, Cisco? What makes you think Hollison's preparing an ambush?
Because he is leaving such a plain trail for us to follow. Always before, according to you and the sergeant and your regular scouts, Harlison has split his Apaches up into small groups after each raid.
We'll ride on, Cisco.
You are in command, Major. But I would call this to your attention. The river is just ahead of us. Long grass and weeds and bushes grow along the river banks. To make a perfect place for an ambush.
That cowardly rat wouldn't dare try to ambush a detail like this. Forward, Sergeant!
What?
As you wish, Major. Sergeant!
Yes, Cisco?
Look! Those tracks are beginning to fan out on each side of the trail. Those Apaches are no longer riding in a body. You'd better pass the word to the men to be on the alert.
Good idea, Cisco. I'll do it.
Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Have your guns ready. Keep your eyes open. I'm afraid we are going to see action in the next moment or two.
Pancho knows if Cisco says so.
Madre mia, we're going to ford the river. Look at the tall grass all around, Pancho.
See, sandbar in the middle of the river, Cisco.
At least it has several fallen trees across it, which would be a little protection in case of... Santo. That grass is moving and there is no wind. Major, the Apaches!
Return fire! Prepare to fall back!
Madre mia, two of our men already shot and we cannot fall back. They have surrounded us. Unless we take shelter on that sandbar behind those trees, this will be a massacre.
With Harlison's Apaches outnumbering the detail more than 2-1, escape seems out of the question. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Renegade. Disregarding the suggestion of Sisko that the cavalry detail on the track of Renegade Todd Harlison was riding into ambush, Major Reynolds ordered his men to ford the river. Promptly, the hidden Apaches began firing. Major Reynolds gave the order to fall back, but Sisko saw at once that that move would be fatal.
Major Reynolds, please. The only chance for your men is to take what cover that sandbar offers, behind those fallen trees.
Right you are, Sisko. Counter order! Over to the island! Dig in! Maintain fire!
Down, Pancho! Behind this tree!
See, Sisko! Santa Pancho never sees so much shooting for a long time!
You'd better get down here, Major. Standing up like that, you make a target for them.
I'll wait till my men are dug in, Sisko.
Mother mia, the Major's been hit.
He not dead, Sisko?
No, I don't think so.
All right, Sisko. I should have taken your advice.
Never mind that now, Major.
Is the Major hurt bad, Sisko?
Seems to be just a flesh wound, Sergeant.
Those blasted Apaches. That scoundrel of Harrison.
Major, not bad hit, Sisko.
No, he is not, I'm glad to say. Also, I'm glad to see it's getting dark. But that is the only thing that may save us.
Not kill many.
No, we ain't. Not yet. But we'll get them all, Bullnose.
Yeah, get all.
Cavalry detail dug in too quick. Blasted all. I thought I got the Major, but I just wounded him.
Major, huh? He's here. That means Molly will be in their quarters at the fort alone. And there's a dead trooper out along the trail. Looks to be just about my size. Now, if I should put on his uniform, maybe I could get into the fort.
You talk to self.
Yeah, Bullnose. Now, listen, Bullnose.
Bullnose, listen.
You command Apaches.
Yeah.
I ride fort. You kill all white men.
When sun up, kill all white men.
Yeah. Now keep guard, Bullnose. Keep guard, let no one escape.
No one escape.
Hey, Major Reynolds!
That you renegade?
You want to send a message to Molly? I'm riding to the fort now, Major.
Harrison, if you harm a hair of my daughter's head...
What'll you do about it? You'll be dead by morning. So long, Major. So long.
That devil gets into the fort.
He cannot get in, Major. Were your guards forced?
I'm not so sure, Sisko. It's been done before. There's several cases where it's been done at other forts. Deserters coming in to see an accomplice. The men on guard post don't always keep their eyes open. They usually have to sleep.
Would you listen to our plan, Major?
I'll listen to anything.
Sisko got a plan. It'd be a good plan, Major.
If we could stampede those Indian ponies, the Apaches would fall back in great confusion.
Yes, they're lost without their ponies,
those
but...
ponies are back along the trail, Major. If someone could get back there and stampede them...
Well, who could do it? That means fording the river right in front of them. It might be dark now. Those devils will be watching out for just such a trick.
You forget, Major. The Apaches have been trained by Harrison. They would be looking for someone to try to get down the river or up the river, then to start for the fort for reinforcements. But I do not think they would expect anyone to try to get right through their band.
That dangerous, Sisko.
Of course it is dangerous, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
But when daylight comes, it would be far more dangerous to be exposed to their fire on the sandbar.
Well, mighty risky, Sisko.
I am aware of the risk, Major. But I would not have proposed the plan unless I thought it would work. Pancho and I will go.
Si, Pancho, but... No.
All right. Go ahead.
If Pancho and I can get behind their line and stampede their ponies, we will start shooting to make them think a rescue detail has arrived.
And we'll be ready to attack from here, dark or no dark.
Bueno, Major. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, Major.
Good luck to you.
Gracias. Come, Pancho.
Si.
Now, down into the water, Pancho. Keep just enough of your face above the water to breathe.
Si, Sisko. I can't believe you. More than wet, Sisko.
Quieto now. Come. Uh-huh. Reach down to the river bottom and pull yourself along this way.
Si. Not far to the river bank, Sisko.
No, it's not very far.
Guns get wet, Sisko. Not shoot, no?
Si, they will shoot. I always keep the cartridges greased. Now.
Shh, get up.
Hutch is talk, Cisco.
Quieto, I say.
Si, quieto, quieto.
Now we are at the bank. Make no noise, Pancho. Now, crawl out of the water.
Quieto.
One of the Apaches is coming this way.
Madre mía, Pancho. Think of the Apache. Step on, Pancho.
Follow me now. On your hands and knees.
Si.
We have passed the main body of them. Right up on your feet, amigo.
Open the feet. Open the feet.
They will have a guard with the ponies. Now come.
Quietly. Wait. What?
Ponies are just ahead of us. There is the guard. I can just make him out.
Cisco got the good eyes.
Now follow me.
Who come?
He hit us, Cisco.
Who come?
There is something you will not know, Apache.
Cisco knocked the Apache out.
Si. Now draw your guns, Pancho. Be ready for attack. I am going to stampede these ponies.
Pancho, help.
Now.
Hey,
shooting, Pancho. Cavalry is firing to cover us. Here come the Apaches, Pancho. Turn them back.
Circle them, men. Back. Yeah. Yellow.
Loco.
The Apaches are running, Pancho.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here, Pancho. Before we are hit by those cavalry bullets.
Cisco, we not stay with the cavalry.
There is nothing more we can do here, amigo. The place for us is back at the fort to help the senorita. Hop, Garaha!
Up, go!
Yes, ma'am?
You don't need to stay on guard in front of our quarters any longer.
But the major's orders...
Yes, I know his orders were for you to stand guard until he got back. But it's late now and the detail won't be coming back tonight. I'm sure of that. I'll take the responsibility.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Good night.
Good night, Corporal. Ooh. Dad seems to think I'm still a baby. Oh, well. I guess there's any sense in my waiting up any longer. I guess I'll just... Well, what are you doing in here?
Don't recognize me, do you, Molly?
Good heavens. Todd Harlison.
That's right. Don't make any noise or I'll kill you. Get your coat on.
What for?
You're coming with me.
Oh, no, wait. Tell me, how did you get in here? Where did you get that uniform?
I got the uniform off a dead trooper. I shot him down myself.
Oh.
I got into the fort by riding through the gate. Sentry didn't give me more than a glance when he saw this uniform. As for getting into your quarters here, I just opened up the back door. Now, come on, get ready to ride.
No, I'm not going with you.
You will or die, one of the two.
Oh, you murderer, you beastly murderer.
What kind of hard words them are, I don't like them.
Oh, I'm not going with you, and I'm not going to stay here.
Stand back from the door.
Oh, let me go! Let me go!
I said you're going with me and you're going. Get back away from that door. You're mighty highfalutin. You always went around with your nose in the air as far as I was concerned. And I'm going to take that highfalutin stuff plumb out of you. You're going into the mountains with me and you're going to be my squaw. My white squaw.
Oh!
Now, come on.
Breaking my arm.
Let me tell you to go, Harrison.
What? Come on, Cisco.
See? I said let her go, and I mean just that, Omri.
I've been wanting to meet up with you for a long time, Cisco.
Very well, Harrison. Pancho, see if the senorita is hurt.
No, I'm all right.
No. It did not fall, senorita. Pancho, catch you just in time. She faints, Cisco.
Do not wonder. Somebody else around here is going to do more than just faint before I get through with him.
See how you like this knife, Cisco.
No, you will not. Drop it. Drop that knife or I will break your arm.
Oh.
Drop that knife. See how you like this bunch, Coyote. And this one. And finally, this one.
Pancho, think that hombre's jaw feels sore tomorrow, no?
More than just his jaw is going to feel sore, Pancho. His neck is also going to be sore when they get the rope around it. Go call the corporal of the guard, amigo. I think Todd Harlison and his renegade Apaches have made their last raid.
All I can say, Cisco, is my deepest thanks to you.
Gracias, Major, but there is no need for thanks. Pancho and I were lucky enough to get back to the fort in time.
Thank the Lord.
And a couple of very fast horses.
See, Diablo and Loco are the ones who deserve the credit.
Not entirely.
Pancho and I will give them your thanks anyway, Senorita. Do you expect any more trouble, Major?
Well, not from that band, Cisco. We got some of them. The rest got across the border. The main thing is you got Harlison for us. He's the one who stirred the Apaches up in the first place.
See, that is usually the case, Major.
Molly tells me you're leaving this morning.
See, Major. Pancho and I will ride on.
Well, goodbye and good luck to you. And don't forget to come back and see us.
Gracias, Major. We will.
I'll count on that.
Yeah.
I thought Dad would never get out of here.
What do you mean by that, Senorita?
I'll be very direct, Cisco. I mean this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
That major, a polite major, no?
Si, amigo. He was very polite.
And Pancho think it's a good thing to be polite, Cisco.
Indeed it is, Chico.
Is Cisco think Pancho polite?
Oh, si, I know you are polite, Pancho. Your manners are always above reproach.
Pancho get his good manners from his mamacita, Cisco.
Si, one usually inherits good manners from one's mother.
Si, and Pancho's mamacita the most polite senor ever was.
Oh, I'm sure of that, Chico.
Cisco know what Pancho's mamacita used to do?
No. What did your mamacita used to do that was so polite?
And Pancho's mamacita so polite, Cisco.
Si.
That when she drinking her coffee, she always take the spoon out of her cup.
Bueno.
Before she throw the cup at Pancho's papacita.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.